This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Taliban celebrating their anniversary of independence from the United States government. We're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be talking about this weird story I have, and I don't know exactly why I want to bring it. American neo-Nazis arrested after displaying hate messages at the gates of a death camp in Poland, rather.
There's a lot to unpack there.
There is, and I want to get into that. But first, we're talking about the school teacher shortage, and because it's hard to find people who want to be welfare whores, evidently, and that's what school teachers are. But you can join us, 603-283-6160, as Major Payne here has done. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I've never heard teachers referred to as welfare whores, but I think
you
I haven't.
So just like the military.
Yeah. They're government sluts. I got you. But there are those that work for private institutions that don't accept government dollars, and I hold those in a little higher esteem.
Yeah.
Anyway,
private teachers are. When I say teachers are welfare whore, I do not mean private school teachers, private tutors or whatever.
You can't paint with too broad of a brush.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the last guy, the Saskatchewan murders that went on,
I haven't heard anything about this.
I haven't either.
Well, there were two dudes that were like 30 and 32, and I don't know if they were native or white or whatever, but the attacks took place in a small Native American settlement, you know, a village, tribal community, and then there was another small village, township, town, whatever you want to call it, but they knifed 10 people dead. Stabbed 19 more, which are in various states of disrepair, obviously.
It's terrible.
The thing that really racked my head was one of the, I'm assuming, by the way, I heard him talking, he was one of the tribal elders. He said one or two, maybe three of his nieces and nephews were stabbed in this one house. And the only way the infant survived was hiding behind his high chair.
Oh, that's so sad.
And he witnessed all this heinous, you know, bloodletting. It breaks my freaking heart, man.
I've heard
that's
there's
pretty
like,
messed up.
There's a lot of murders in Canada of the native people for whatever reason, like a crazy amount more of the native people population than the rest of them, and specifically the women.
It happens a lot here in the United States as well. I don't know if it's not necessarily limited to Native American reservations, as I understand it, but for whatever reason, I mean, we all ultimately know the reason. It goes all the way back to, you know, when the Native Americans were first annihilated by these settlers and rounded up and put into what were effectively concentration camps, and some of them death camps, and then told, here, this little rocky mountainous area where nothing can grow, you can have that or whatever, but generally they're not. If you're going to be a serial killer, you're probably going to target the weakest population out there, and that is almost always the indigenous people of the United States or Canada or whatever, because the police, they just don't care as much for whatever reason as they do about, you know, white people or black people or Hispanics.
If you haven't noticed, they're trying to call us all. And I don't know if you're familiar with the term cull. That's when you take out the weak of the herd, the inbred, you know, the three-eyed calf and such.
I am, but it remains true, at least as I've always heard it, that, you know, Native Americans are disproportionately targets of violent crimes because it's easiest to get away with those. That's all I was alluding to.
Well, I would not disagree with that, but this is way up in the yonders where the indigenous people are probably 2/3 of the population.
Yeah. Well, in which case, they probably are relying on their own reservation police force or whatever, because I know some of them have that to investigate these crimes. And then you have the state government or whatever saying, hey, look, no, we're taking a hands-off approach. We're not even investigating this. You people investigate it yourselves. This happened on reservation lands or whatever. And, of course, the reservation police don't have the access to the resources that the actual state police do. And it's just a new way of screwing them over that's been going on for centuries.
It really does seem like it's on purpose. Back when I did watch true crime things, those were some of the most infuriating to watch because of what Ari is saying. It's like the other police didn't want to help the native, reservation police or whatever they would call themselves. I'm not sure if they use the word police, but...
Yeah, I don't know what they refer to them as. So I don't know anything about this story. Major Payne, who were the murderers here?
I do not. They have never released a name that I have heard, hon. I cannot tell you.
Have they been apprehended then? I'm assuming not.
The last dude that survived, because there was two guys that were the murderers. There's a big 75-cent word that ain't coming to my mind. But they got into a pissing match after they did this heinous act, and one killed the other. So the 30-year-old lived, and he was just apprehended here, I think, today. Might have been yesterday. I don't know. I just heard about it today. But the second thought I have on this whole thing, and I don't want you guys to get all sidetracked, because I'm a proponent of, psychological evaluation and whatnot. But when you take drugs, it better have a root on it. Once it goes into a lab, it has been Fauci.
I know what you mean. You only want to take natural drugs, and I understand that. I would have to concur.
I don't. I mean, man has made some really awesome drugs, right?
Well, my point is here, Aria, in the poor communities, meth is the predominant dope. And you can make that stuff out of drain cleaner.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
It's so bad for you.
And it distorts your mind.
No doubt. But
my son was addicted to meth, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but just because...
out of school.
Just because meth is bad doesn't mean that every drug humans have ever invented is bad. I mean... The humans, there's LSD, for example, which, as far as drugs go, it's not quite psilocybin cubensis, but it's almost as harmless, and it does have some very positive effects. LSD does. There's other drugs, I can't think of them off the top of my head. MDMA, of course, is very similar to methamphetamine, as you were talking about, but it also is used to treat PTSD and anxiety and to help people. It's not necessarily a psychedelic, but it does tend to have the same sort of long-lasting spiritual effects where it makes one realize that other human beings are part of one's own universe. It makes one love everyone else.
Yeah, it gives you that, like, lovey, fuzzy feeling.
Just for me, I feel like it's unnecessary. Like, I don't need MDMA if I have psilocybin cubensis or even just, like, kratom. Sometimes I'm on kratom and I'm like, girl that I only went to high school with, I'm going to text you about how beautiful you are. And I don't know why I do it, like, 2 hours later.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. Certainly, man has made some really evil drugs as well. I mean, there's heroin, there's crystal meth, as he was pointing out, there's crack, there's all kinds of terrible stuff out there. But just because man has made some bad stuff doesn't mean that everything that man has made is equally terrible. And I don't want to pretend like every man-made drug is awful. Some of them are pretty good.
Well, when you use them responsibly with their intended purpose, they can be very helpful. So even some opiates... If you just had surgery, or if you're a chronic pain patient, those opiates can actually save your life and, make life worth living, whereas being in chronic pain is just, it sucks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, I think marijuana is studied as a treatment for this sort of chronic pain and this long-lasting pain, and it's, you know, providing people with relief. So, of course, it's not man-made, but there are things out there that humans have invented that are good and that they do have a place. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. Phone phones are open, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160, whether you want to talk about man-made drugs versus natural drugs, or the teacher shortage, or how public school teachers are glorified babysitters, overpaid babysitters at that, glorified welfare whores, or you just talk about pedestrians and traffic laws and red light cameras, as Sarah from New Mexico tends to do. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you may have noticed that we have made changes to our podcast, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you're just a radio listener, or maybe you're just driving through some town out there in New Mexico or California or whatever, and you're hearing our show for the first time. You're like, yeah, these people have interesting perspectives. I want to hear more about it. Or maybe you listen to Free Talk Live, but you're only able to listen here or there where it's convenient for you. Well, we do have a podcast. You can subscribe to it at feeds.freetalklive.com. And there have been recent changes to the podcast. In fact, it's shortened. We've taken the 2-hour or the 3-hour radio show, and we've condensed it down to like a 40-ish minute podcast, or just the important bits. We're taking out all of the introductions when we come back from break, and we give out the phone number and all of that great stuff, and where we reintroduce ourselves. All of that gets cut out, and it's just the juicy bits, the meat of the show. You can skip all of the other stuff. That's feeds.freetalklive. Not that the other stuff isn't worth watching or listening to or watching on video or whatever. It's all good, too, but the podcast is like a condensed version of that. So check that out, feeds.freetalklive.com. It is new, it is revamped and remodeled, so to speak. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. And drop us a line, let us know what you think about the new and improved version of the podcast. I'm calling it the new and improved version. Of course, people out there disagree. Some people hated it before we even launched it. Others have, you know, talked about how they love the new format. I tend to think it's probably the right call.
I think it's a great idea, because why do you need to hear us introduce ourselves?
Right.
You know, like, it makes sense on the radio, but in a podcast, it doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. Feeds.freetalklive.com. We're talking here about the teacher shortage. Nikki, tell us more about it, because I don't think we've ever really gotten into the teacher shortage.
Yeah. So why are America's schools so short-staffed? Experts point to a conflux of factors, including pandemic-induced teacher exhaustion, low pay, and some educators sense that politicians and parents, and sometimes their own school board members, have little respect for their profession, and an escalating educational culture war that has seen many districts and states pass policies and laws restricting what teachers can say about U.S. history, race, racism, gender, and sexual orientation, as well as LGBTQ plus issues.
It's just like, that wasn't even necessary when I was a kid. Like, it's just so weird how much has changed since I was a kid in elementary school, and I didn't have to hear about all that stuff in school because it's like something my parents would talk to me about if they wanted me to hear about it. I just don't understand why it's like, oh, I gotta quit my job over this all of a sudden.
Well, they politicized the curriculum, right? And low pay aside, because I don't think these teachers are paid low in the first place or anything like that, but there isn't a lot of respect for the teaching field right now, and nor should there be. These people are, even if you don't believe that they're glorified babysitters, which they certainly are, they're propagandists, by and large part. They're raising your children. There's no way to distinguish between educating your children and raising your children. These people are spending 8 hours a day with your children. More FaceTime with your children than you are.
Isn't that so sad?
And parents don't realize it. But, they
don't want to. And so many parents, I've heard so many parents say, with the end of summer, they cannot wait to send their kids back to school.
I hear that
they
all
don't
the
want
to
spend another second with their kids. Why did you even reproduce if you hate your kids so much? If you're so unfit to be a parent, then why did you even have children?
Well, the parents would say, Nikki, they would say, you just don't understand because you don't have kids. It's like,
I'm going to homeschool my kids. Screw them.
I love my kids, but being around them is the worst thing ever, and you just don't understand.
I think people are just really poor parents. They're not very good hormone-driven monsters
is what they are. Their hormones told them, I need to pop out some babies or I need to make a woman pregnant. And they just ran with that like unthinking dogs instead of stopping and saying, I don't have to run out there and knock up 30 women. I can utilize my ability to ration, to reason and rationalize and go, that's a terrible idea.
Like, go through some things with myself before this.
Do some inner healing. I know so many people that homeschool their children full-time, and they love it. They have so much fun with their kids, and their kids are so different than public school kids. A lot of these homeschooled children, they're like mini adults. Like, you can have a real conversation with them. They understand the concepts you're talking about. They're very well... Their emotions are regulated very well. They're not like the typical annoying kids.
Which is good, because I tend to hate kids. I don't get along well with them. I don't understand kids. I want them to stay far away from me. I want to deal with adults, right? But that is the case. A lot of these, a lot of the parents that I know, that they put no more decision into the reality of having kids than they put into the outfit that they're going to wear on a given day. They probably put more thought into what they were going to do as a career, and none of those plans panned out for the most part. You know, I'm going to be an astronaut or whatever, and then they end up, you know, working at, you know, the Shaw's down the street, which is fine. This happens to everyone. But they at least put some thought into what they were going to do as a career. I don't think they put that level of thought into it. They just said, I'm 24 years old. I'm graduated high school. I've got a job. It's time for me to have some kids.
I'm pretty sure most people don't even do that. I'm pretty sure most people are just like, oh, crap, I'm pregnant.
That's exactly what happens to the majority of people, I'm sure. It's just like, oops.
Which is even worse, man.
Yeah, it is worse.
I wouldn't get a dog without giving it a lot of consideration. I did give it a lot of consideration before I got a dog.
The dog parallels, like, people get mad when you say anything about, like, your dog in, like, parallel to kids and having kids. But there's so many things you can point out. Like, one thing I tweeted that, like, went crazy was, I would never send my dog to a government institution doggy daycare 8 hours a day to be trained instead of just training him myself. And I can't imagine doing that, and I would be so sad to be away from him, and I would not want someone else training him. How do people do that with their human babies and just think it's fine? Like, seriously, what's the big difference?
Also, isn't it really sad that you guys both love your dogs and like to be around your dogs more than most people like to be around their human children?
Well, dogs are better than human children.
But people get so pissed off if someone like Bonnie draws parallels between parenting children and raising a dog. They get so offended by that parallel.
Oh, you're right. It's drastically different. I like my dog.
Well, exactly. So it's kind of sad. You know, it's like, well, if you're so offended by this parallel, then why do you hate your children?
Excellent point. And, I mean, there are some times where I do the equivalent of plopping my dog down in front of the television by getting one of those dog puzzles, filling away treats. I'm like, look, I'm tired here. Have at it. And she does it. But, I mean, that's rare. And she enjoys it. And it's, I don't know, man. I put thought into getting a dog. And it saddens me and terrifies me to think that these people just didn't put any thought into having kids. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve, says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau is saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. A federal judge has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leases. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox Business that he's not confident this will change drilling in his state.
They have shown that they can use the executive branch, the bureaucracy, to find a reason why things don't work.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we've been talking about the teacher shortage here. There's not much left to say about that, but just the whole parenting thing in the United States, it just bothers the hell out of me because of how ridiculous it is. Like, I'm one of few people I know who doesn't have kids, has no desire to have kids, and is never going to have children. And Nikki, I think you're planning to have children at some point.
Yeah.
But it seems like that should be the common position, that I'm not sure that bringing another life form into this world is the right thing for me to do. It seems like that should be the common, ordinary position. It should be brave ones, people who have children, they want to be held up as, you know, these bastions of society who are just doing all of these great things. Like, it's so typical on social media in particular, this Karen mindset among parents, especially mothers, who I should be able to cut to the front of the line at Starbucks because I'm juggling two kids and I'm on my way
gosh.
To work and all of this
yeah,
other
no.
stuff. It's like, you're not special because you didn't, you know, use birth control last time you had sex with your husband. But they're so common, these people who have children, that there's nothing special about you for having children. I'm sorry, that's just, if you want to look at the people who are special, look at the ones who don't have kids, because they're the minority at this point.
And you know what? It blows my mind, the lack of preparation that people do before they have children. I mean, even for me, I have done a lot of thought into planning when I'm going to get pregnant and, you know, wanting to be stable enough, but also, even right now, I don't plan on having kids for at least another year, but I am already researching homeschooling curriculum. I'm already looking into, you know, like healthcare stuff, and I'm just doing so much preparation. And it might be, you know, because I'm a midwife and this is what a lot of my life is surrounded by, and I'm, you know, constantly going to appointments with young mothers and, you know, parents of younger children. So,
well,
maybe that's why. But
you're, like, interested in how, like, raising kids is before having kids. It's like, that's a good thing, no matter what your job is.
Exactly. And it's like, at a minimum, people need to be thinking about healthcare decisions, thinking about, you know, the healthcare decisions for when you're pregnant, when you give birth, healthcare decisions for your children. What type of schooling do you want to do? What type of parenting style might you have? Like, these are the conversations that need to happen between partners. And unfortunately, what happens is people are really, really bad at picking partners. And they're always like, my deadbeat baby daddy. And it's like, you're the one that had sex with this person. And you're the one that literally created a child with them. You talking smack about your deadbeat baby daddy just reflects poorly on that mother for making horrible life decisions. You know, no one feels bad for you. You made your bed, lay in it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I make some really bad partner decisions myself, but I don't have a child with any of these people, so I can do that, right? Any of us can walk away from these relationships at any time, and there's no third party whose life is going to be ruined as a result of this. And so often that is what happens with children, and, you know, their parents get divorced, and it just absolutely ruins that child's life for the next several years. Suddenly their stable home becomes this massive instability. And it's, and even if that wasn't the case, you know, they would have had their parents fighting and bickering all the time. And that's not good for parents, for children either. It's a complete mess. You know, you mentioned all these things that you're doing to prepare for having a child, and that's great. And again, I just think about the closest I can come to this is getting a dog. I do also have two cats, right? Everyone knows I have cats. But cats are different. Cats, you don't raise cats. You just share an environment with them, and they do their thing, and you do your thing, and everyone.
They rule over you.
I'm sorry?
They rule over you.
What do you mean?
That's how I feel about cats. They just, like, rule over you. I don't know. They you feed them, you take care of them because they make
you. But don't you do that with your dog, though?
Yeah, but he has to do spins and things like that and sits to get things.
Well, you could train cats to do those things, too.
You can train them to pee in a toilet if you want.
You can. And
can't do that with a dog.
I don't have the patience for this, but your boyfriend trained a cat. Using the no free lunch method.
Wait, to pee in the toilet?
Not to pee in the toilet. I don't know what he trained the cat to do, but he assures me it's possible to train cats doing this, right? I mean, if they're hungry enough, they'll sit, right? They will. You just kind of not feed them, and then you stick with it, and you say, no, cat, sit.
At least they're still, like, fun to be around, even if they're not trained. Like, you can't live in a house with a dog that isn't trained.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And, you know, my cats tend to be well-behaved, but all of that aside, you don't have to raise cats the way that you do a dog, right? A dog, you have to take it out, you have to exercise it, you have to get it trained, you have to get it its shots and all of that kind of thing.
A lot more, yeah.
My cats don't need any of that stuff. As long as I feed them and clean their litter box, they're fine. But like my dog, I had to take her for a walk today. I'm going to have to take her for a walk tomorrow. And before I even got her, I knew that I was going to have to consult with a trainer because I don't understand how dogs work. And I don't understand how kids work either, but there's no trainer you can consult with kids. You can probably read a book or something like that, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to figure out how to raise your kids, and most parents don't give any thought into that whatsoever. They just assume that they know how to raise a kid.
Well, and that's where a lot of trauma stems from, because next thing you know, they have two-year-olds who cannot regulate their emotions, and they, as adults, are handling the situation incorrectly because they don't know how to. And the next thing you know, there's just this volatile, toxic relationship between them and their children,
and
it just carries on.
It's probably the same relationship they have with their own parents.
Yep. It's just, these generational curses that just keep continuing and continuing until someone finally breaks the cycle and does some psychological research and maybe consults a professional that knows more about child psychology and behavioral psychology and all of these things.
Which are also great approaches. That, at the very least, what one should not do is to just get knocked up, right? This is why Planned Parenthood exists, and this is why abortion is such a good thing, because, you know, whether you think it's okay to get an abortion or not, it's irrelevant. You should not be having kids if you're not prepared and able and willing and ready to shoulder that burden. This idea that, oh, well, you had sex, so this child is the consequence. Yeah, that's horrific. This is a life here.
Yeah.
This is someone who's going to grow to be the age of 18, and they're going to be fed, they're going to be taken care of. Do you really want that child to be resented their entire life by their parent because their parent wasn't ready for them?
Yeah.
That's a horrifically monstrous thing to say.
My friend who had an abortion, I remember before she had it, like, she told me she was going in that week, she said, I don't want this baby, so I'm going to get an abortion. And it's just like, it's way more normal in Germany, but...
Well, that's a good reason to get an abortion.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's
like,
simple, right? It's very simple.
How would that be if she didn't want this baby and it was illegal for her to have an abortion?
It certainly wouldn't be good, right? I mean, it's obvious if you're in a relationship with someone and they don't want to be with you and they're about to break up with you or whatever, or they're going to divorce you. Maybe they can't just break up with you because they're married to you or whatever. There are all sorts of subtle little clues that it gets conveyed. You know, if someone dislikes you, it gets out there. You can't hide that.
Yeah, typically.
And if you're a parent and you resent your child because, you know, they ruined your life or whatever, that's going to get conveyed to your child.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that that's not possible because it's like, oh, it's a kid. It doesn't understand what's going on. But
yeah,
if you,
they understand
exactly
a lot.
What you're saying. They understand. They feel the energetic difference between somebody who's nice to them and isn't.
I mean, babies and toddlers understand, you know, even, you know, I'm obviously very into babies and everything that goes along with that, but even I read this book called The Continuum Concept, and the whole philosophy in the book is, you know, like the cry it out method, like, oh, just let them cry in their crib.
Yeah.
Well, that creates lifelong psychological damage and trauma that it's all subconscious. You can't even process that because you can't remember it.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to my mom, because her mom was all depressed and hated her life when she had her first two kids, and she admitted that she would just, like, feed them, change their diaper, put them back in the crib, and go smoke weed or something. That's what my grandma did to my mom, and my mom was pretty, I don't know, emotionally stunted.
603-283-6160. Speaking of generational trauma, the Taliban is still...
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie. And there have been allegations, we're going to get into these real quick, that Donald Trump, we don't know why Donald Trump was keeping, quote, classified information. You're not going to find it on a lot of mainstream media sites, but as it turns out, Donald Trump had a standing order that anything that was removed from the Oval Office or anything that he removed was automatically declassified. So it didn't matter if he took it through the process of declassification, and I don't know what process there is for declassification, but this was a thing that actually existed, and it was his policy that if he took it out of the office, then it was automatically declassified. Now, some people are saying, well, that's not a valid order. Others, like Judge Napolitano, have pointed out that it doesn't really matter whether it was classified or declassified or not. The actual type of document that Trump had was what I think he called it, a national defense document or something like that. And Trump wasn't allowed to have that where he was. Others have alleged that Trump had nuclear secrets, and it's unclear why Trump would have done any of this. The mainstream media is like, was he planning to sell these or whatever? No, of course not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how they would easily figure out who sold them. It'd be so easy to pinpoint, obviously the president's the only one who had, I mean, I don't know. Selling them seems stupid. Like, isn't he rich?
Well, I don't know how rich he is. There's been allegations that he's not nearly as rich as he's claimed to be.
Yeah.
But selling them, no, of course, I don't think that's at all the case. I think it was just ego, right? Donald Trump was president, and he was like, these are my documents, they belong to me, so I'm taking them with me.
Yeah, and there must have been more of a reason than that, but I do agree that he's more driven by power and fame than he is money.
Yeah.
Because he's already rich, so he already has
the
money.
Well, as they say.
He kind of already has the fame, but maybe it's a power thing, because now that he's not president anymore, that's a piece of power that he can take from that position that he no longer has.
Or it could be political. It could be something he doesn't want other people to know or something. Yeah. I don't know.
It could be. And now they're saying that material on a foreign nation's nuclear capability was seized, among other documents, by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. Now, I have to pull this up because I did not realize that I was stuck behind a paywall here, so give me...
I thought that it was going to be something that would never come out, what it was that they seized, because doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of them being classified if they...
I know, if they can tell everybody, yeah.
What they took, it's a little confusing, but...
Well, they can tell you, you know, what it is without revealing the details about it, right?
Like, yeah. And it's declassified now, right? So...
Yeah, well, according to Trump, but, like, there was a video game a few years ago that involved some tank, and some British military person was really upset because the portrayal of the tank was slightly inaccurate, so he downloaded the manual from the military computer that he had access to, and he sent it to the company and said, see, I proved that you're wrong, right? And he did have classified material, but the existence of that tank in the video game, and him even saying, hey, look, you got this wrong, wouldn't have been, they could have talked about that without violating it being classified.
Yeah.
So it would be possible for them to say, look, he had documents about nuclear technology without breaking the fact that it was classified, as long as they didn't reveal what the secret was that we're storing, you know, 600 tons of plutonium under the Walmart in Keene, New Hampshire, right? So they're alleging that he had nuclear secrets, a document, and this, I want to know, is the FBI even cleared to look at this stuff? Because wouldn't be, right?
And they're just like super cops, right?
Basically.
Yeah. But why would the FBI be cleared to know these sort of nuclear secrets? So how can they peruse them if they're not authorized to do so?
Well, I guess they must have been, because why would they be sent there to get the documents? Because they knew what they were looking for, correct?
But how could the FBI have... It's all very confusing. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found by FBI agents who searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence recently and the private club. This is underscoring concerns among U.S. intelligence officials about classified material stashed in the Florida property. It doesn't say what government it is, and I'd be very curious to know. See, that would be violating the classification of the document for them to say, oh, it was the United Kingdom or whatever. But we know it's a nuclear-capable country because it references its nuclear capabilities, and it apparently was about their nuclear defenses. Some of these seized documents detail top-secret U.S. operations so closely guarded that many senior national security officials are kept in the dark about them.
Well, if it's about Hillary, then we will definitely see Trump dead in a few weeks or whatever.
It presumably is not about Hillary, but that's one of the things that's really messed up about all of this, is that Hillary ran her own server and used her own email address for classified emails for the State Department.
She claims that none of them were classified. So how, did people used to say that they were classified, then it got disproven? But I know she destroyed some hard drives. Why would you destroy hard drives?
Yeah, that is suspicious.
I don't remember all the details now because this was, what, 6-7 years ago?
At least.
I was just not interested either when it was a thing.
I was interested, but there was a lot going on, and it was very hard back then, even as it is now, to separate truth from reality. I mean, truth from lies.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that mainstream media would run articles like this. You know, they've been talking about Trump having possible nuclear material for days, and now they finally allegedly have an FBI agent saying, yes, we totally found it, but there's no proof of that, and how could they ever prove it to us without releasing the actual classified document to the public? And they can't do that because it's classified. So even if the FBI isn't lying, we have to take the FBI at their word that this is true, and I have a very difficult time doing that.
It just feels like this is all set up. It does not feel like this really happened. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like this was all set up.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. I understand why you would feel that way, considering all of the, hate to use his words, but the weird, like, witch hunty type things they brought against Donald Trump while he was president. It just seemed like any president could have gotten taken down for things as easily as, like, what they're going after him for. It's like, I don't know. And I'm not any pro-Trump person.
No, of course
not. It just
not.
Gets irritating the way that the entire media and government, like, wants to make him out to look like some bad guy and nothing bad ever comes out, you know? It's like...
I feel like they hate him so much because the right loves him so much. So finally, like, I've never seen people in love with a presidential candidate like this. Like, people love Trump. I'm driving around town, or not this town, but, you know, just, I travel
well,
a lot for work.
Well, there's one truck here that drives around with two giant pro-Trump flags
and
on the side.
And he is not
the
only person. I mean, in Keene, it's not as much, but when I'm driving around for work, I see people with, like, 10 Trump signs in their yard, and Trump 2024, and people are just so in love with him, obsessed with him, and I think that's why the rest of the government in the left hate him so much, and they have it out for him so much. It has nothing to do with him, and it has everything to do with the amount of genuine love and support that is coming from his supporters. I mean, they love him like he's a god. It goes way beyond politics.
Yeah, nobody loves
Hillary
like that. Yeah,
it's just fascinating.
I know, but why
people love him so much? It's so weird.
What are they seeing in this man that causes them to love him? Because to me, he's just your average bumbling. I mean, sure, he's crass, and he says things that are occasionally politically incorrect. He occasionally says things that are just terrible, right?
That's why they love him. I think that in conjunction with the cult mentality around it.
Yeah.
So you have... And that's what I'm saying. Like, it has nothing to do with him, and it has everything to do with the level of support. So you have all these people just talking to their friends and building him up to this god-like figure, and it has nothing to do with him, and it has everything to do with that energy surrounding his followers.
It has a lot to do with God TV, and I say this every time we bring up Trump. It's everybody who is like my parents and literally religiously, watch God TV, and the televangelist people are on there saying, God wants Trump to win, and Trump's going to win if we all do what God wants, which is vote for Trump. It's literally crazy. Like, that's what I was hearing all 2016, and I was still a Christian, so I was really scared that I had to vote for Trump.
See, that's why I don't understand Christians. If God wants it, then it's going to happen whether I do a thing or not, right? That's their theology. 603-283-6160.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.